views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I've been traveling around the globe sharing life-transforming information and meeting some really cool people, visionaries, speakers, authors, magicians, energy movers, and it's my pleasure to share the information that they have to share with you today. We do love to hear from you, but on today's show, I have a special guest, and we are not going to be taking callers, just so we can let you know. My guest today is JCJ, and she is the face behind the JCJ Arts, and as an artist, she creates quantum paintings called Premium Variante Coaching, and is the author of the Amazon best-selling book, 8x8 Premium Intentions, and she has done all of this by the age of 23. And so a few shows ago, I also had Jake on the show, and he's also 23. I love sharing stories of people who are so brilliant and so amazing at a young age. JCJ, are you there?
Hey! It's so beautiful to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me, Colette.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. I just wanted to mention that JCJ is from Germany. And it's just an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. I'm just like really, really excited to share your information and, you know, what you've been up to. Like, you're just an amazing person. And I just wanted to say, this book, you have a new book out. I want to congratulate you on that. Tell us about
you.
That. What does it feel like to have a best-selling book? And, you know, tell us, like, what's that like for you?
I can tell you it feels amazing, but I intended it, but I wasn't aware that it will work out so fast. So it's really waking up in the morning and whoa, what's going on here?
I love it.
But it feels good, and it shows that intention, that your intention goes, the intention goes where the energy goes, where the intention goes. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Jasmine, I know that you are German, and so the book is in German. Mm-hmm. And but I wanted to have you on the show, and please don't apologize for your German or your English speaking, because it's much better than my German. And it's very clear. So we just go from there. And I just wanted to ask you, okay, so your book is about premium version or premium variante and a premium version in English. And so Just tell us, what's that? What does that mean?
So the premium variante is your best version of yourself, of the circumstances and your feelings and the life at all. If you live your premium variante, it feels it's a feeling of being protected. It's having really having all opportunities and be able to trust in yourself. So it's a mixture of so many qualities you can have in life, and it's not that hard to live it. It can be easy, and if you start to use your intentions, that means directing your thought in which one you want to have, it's so much easier to live what you want.
Awesome. And like, you know, we can trust you because look what you've accomplished. And so you're basically living proof of this. And I just love that, you know. What does your life look like when you're in that space? Tell us about it. Like, how do you direct it for yourself?
The things I would recommend is set intentions very often. Make decisions every day and do it on and on and on. So always focus on what you want. And if you're upset of something, just use that emotion to go further. To say, hey, it's getting on my nerves that I haven't got the million yet, so I want it now. And that kind of energy can so... It's like it transforms your energy of anger into happiness and getting faster what you want.
Wow. Okay. So this is what your book talks about, is how to set the intentions. And I know your book is as I said, it's in German right now. So I haven't had a chance to read it because I haven't learned German well enough yet. But when are you expecting your book to come out in English?
Yeah, I am. I hope it will come out in English, maybe so that we can all know that it's able in it's you can get it in English.
Awesome. And so, you know, you're not like what's really amazing about you is that you set this intention to put a book out there. Tell us about that. Tell us how you use this this setting of intentions. What did that look like for you when you went about writing this book? And how did you decide to go forward with that? Like, give us an idea. You said to set intentions throughout the day. Give us an idea of what a typical day would be for you if you were doing that.
The problem the most people have, I think, is that they can't hold their focus on something. And so I decided to make a 7-day program where you do every day, like 8 intentions and put them on your glass of water or put it on your fork or spoon or towel. So that it's easy for you to focus on what you want. And
wow.
You take that intention and say, for example, money flows easily into my life. And then you put it on your fork. And every day you use that fork, it's like...
Eating money.
Yeah.
That's so cool. We have to go to a break right away. Excuse me. So what we're going to do is I'm going to get you to tell us some more about that, like how you use like the towel and that. That is such a cool idea. So you set the intention on everyday objects. And then that intention, every time you use those objects, which we use every day, instead of just kind of using them like without having any intention behind them, you put your intention into the everyday motions that you do. And that is so cool. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my special guest today, JCJ. And when we return, we're going to share more ways that are simple ways that you can move energy throughout your daily routine and make some more shift happen.
Out. started of you thinking that I had been untrue.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my beautiful guest today, JCJ. Before we continue, JCJ, can you please share your contact information with people so that they can connect with you?
Sure. It's www.jcjarts.com, JACJAYARTS.com. And the email is info@jcjarts.com, info@jaycjayarts.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And, you know, before we went to the break, we were talking about, how you can set intentions in everyday items and then use those intentions to get what you want in your life. So we were talking about a fork right before the break and how you would use the fork. And then you said that there was other items that you would use and that you have a 7-day program that you put together. So just tell us about that. We want to hear how you use it.
In this program, you get 62 items in your home, like a fork, a spoon, towel, mattress, and so on, a glass. And these items, you connect with an intention which serves you, which helps you to stay focused on what you really want. And every day you have like 8 intentions and go into another room, like the kitchen or the living room, the bedroom, and set the intentions there and let the energy flow in your life.
Awesome. So you were talking about the fork. So, and we were talking about money with the fork. So as you're using your fork, and I mean, we use forks all the time during the day. Every time we have a meal, most of the time it involves a fork. So that means that as you're eating with the fork, you are actually pulling money. The intention is that you are actually pulling money in towards you.
Exactly.
And awesome.
You are activating the intention you set another day that your unconscious still knows what you decided to have every time you use a fork. And what you want to activate within your resonance field when you use that item.
And so when you use the fork, does it have to be the same fork or can you eat out?
No, it's every fork. If you go out for a meal, it's every fork, and the intentions are written in the way that your brain knows what to do. So it's easy to do it, and the best thing is it works without having to do every day like 2 minutes, 2 hours training.
Right. That makes great sense. So when you're out in a restaurant and you're using a fork, you're also setting the intention to have money coming into you as you're putting money out for the meal.
Exactly.
Okay. So tell us about some of the other items in your house. Like what are some of the intentions that you've set in your house, in your home?
So I, for example, set an intention for my mattress that it takes care of my premium sex. So that
I love it.
That every sexual activity is just beautiful and feels right. And also I got, for example, the carpet from my right before my bed. When I first hit the floor with my feet, there comes an energy through me that fills me up with happiness and joy. So every morning when I get up, I use that carpet for
being energized. Awesome. So as your feet hit that carpet,
actually
reminds your brain to remind you that you're joyful and happy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Tell me about the towel.
The towel brings you surprise money. And every time you touch it and you use it, it's easy for you to have a natural flow of money into your life. And not only having your bills paid, but more money than you need, actually.
So surprise money, bonus
money.
Yeah,
exactly.
Awesome. That's awesome. Because, sometimes people have a lot of weaknesses to surprises energetically, because sometimes, a lot of times people will get surprises that aren't so great. And so that's awesome, like that, you actually could allow yourself to attract surprise money and bonus money, maybe win the lottery.
Colette, what do you think about setting an intention for the people out there and for us?
Yeah, we can do that, absolutely.
What item would you want to want me to set an intention?
Let me think here. I'm just looking around my house and I'm thinking, what about a chair? Like my favorite chair that I sit in to work in.
Okay, perfect. I'll set the intention in German first and also in English after that. So then I can promise that the whole energy will come through. And the best is that the brain, so it can talk. Oh, no. Okay, just. Ich beabsichtige durchdringend, dass jedes Mal, wenn ich in einem Stuhl sitze, ich mich sicherer mit mir selbst fühle und immer mehr meine Premium-Variante lebe und das auf eine ganz einfache Art und Weise. Okay. Boom. The intention is set. And in English, it's about I intend that my chair is supporting me to feel secure in everyday life and feel myself and the premium variante more and more with every day.
Awesome. So then every time you sit in that chair or you look at that chair, it supports that intention.
Exactly.
And all right.
The best is you don't have to really think about that because that's not the normal thing that you always think, oh, okay, my glass helps me to be healthy or my chair helps me to feel secure. But if you do that and if you give your brain that like that decision and say, hey, do that, then it,
I love it.
Then it helps you immediately. And that's the way we need to trust in that because it's so easy. It's really so easy.
It is. And it's so beautiful, too. It's like feeling like your inanimate objects are actually like friends.
And the reason why we can't believe that is because we didn't live that. And just try that 7-day program in winter when it's out, and then you'll see it. And I already got 57. How do you say it when someone gives feedback on Amazon?
Oh yeah, yeah.
The stars.
Oh wow! So you got
57 five stars ratings.
Wow,
and because
good for
the
you.
People are having so success with that program, and it's so easy to do it.
Yeah, because and what a brilliant, like it's so beautiful too, because it's simple. It makes it everyone can do that. And what I love about the most about it is that it's very innocent. It's very innocent. And it sort of allows us to be a little bit more playful, you know, with our mm-hmm. setting intentions. Because a lot of times when people feel that they need to set intentions, you'll find that they take it so seriously. And that's not really that much fun. This is fun. So, you know, and then you could also take those intentions and you could also put them in your everyday life when you go to work, in your car.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, and go ahead.
And you can do it everywhere. And if you set that 64 intentions in the book, after that you are able to do it on your own. But it's not you have do it like that and do it like that. It's you do it, and after that, you can do it on your own.
Yeah, it's something because you have to put it into practice.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, and sort of, set the when you're setting intentions. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have the wonderful JCJ here with me today. She's so much fun. Just love it. an easy way to get what you want. She has a best-selling book out on Amazon, and we are going to take just a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to get you to tell us all about your quantum paintings. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have JCJ here with me today. She's an amazing young lady who has written a best-selling book for Amazon, and also is an amazing artist. We were just talking about her book, The 8x8, and it was really cool to hear about that we can set intentions, we can put them in everyday objects, and then we can use those intentions to support our everyday life, and it doesn't require much after you actually set the intention. I think that's absolutely brilliant, and that's not where your brilliance ends. You're also an amazing artist, and I would really love to have you, explain to us what you mean by quantum paintings.
Quantum paintings are really colorful, energetic paintings. They energize your home and yourself by surrounding you. And by looking at these quantum paintings, you activate the frequency of love, ease, or happiness within you. And so, like in the 7-day program, you activate an energy you want to feel in your body and in your everyday life by surrounding yourself by quantum paintings.
Wow. So it's kind of like the intention that you set into everyday objects, but now this is a painting. And so when you're doing these paintings, first, are they oil? Are they acrylic? Are they all on canvas? Do you, tell us about your medium and, if the size, all of those things. We just want to hear about that.
The paintings are acrylic. And I paint them in so many different sizes. It's about I don't know the the measurement for you over there, but it's like 1 meter.
Yeah, in Canada we have meters, and in United States they have inches.
Okay, that's good to know.
So for our listeners in Canada, they'll totally get what you mean by metric, and with the people in United States, you'll just have to make your calculations.
Okay. And there are also small paintings with 20 centimeters on 20 centimeters. So it's different. It's, for example, the painting Trust with the frequencies of trust, and this version of a frequency is it's a smaller one with 40 to 60 centimeters. And It's because trust is something how to explain that?
Trust is something you have to trust. I know what you're saying is to find a word for it. So when you do these paintings, are you actually then setting your intention into the painting while you're painting it?
I was at a seminar when I was 17, where people get connected with their higher self and their purpose of life. And my higher self told me to draw energetic paintings, which open the door to a new world, a new frequency of happiness, a new level of joy. And when I draw, it's not like I'm deciding what's happening here. It's really like going out of my body and let something come through me, and that means the best frequencies for trust for the people who buy these paintings.
Oh, beautiful! And is all of your work on canvas, or do you sell prints like? Is every painting an original?
No, every original is scanned, so that everyone can have a copy of it.
Oh, okay. So you do sell prints and you sell the original. Do you sell the originals at all?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Is it hard to let them go?
It really is. I think you also know how it is. It's like, oh, my babies.
Yes.
I don't care.
I love it. Yeah. Because, you know, when, you know, what's happening, what it feels like for me is that when you paint, that you are painting from your heart. And you're painting with it's flowing through you from source energy, and that source energy is like you're kind of like putting it on the canvas, but it's an intention that's even maybe greater than your intention is what I'm feeling. Like that, there's so much when we get in touch with the ability of the universe to send love. And then we put that, you know, we let it flow through us, and we become the person like that. We are putting the paint on the canvas, and the love is directing the paint rather than our hand or our mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, do you have? Because I know I saw you have a website for your paintings, or
mm-hmm, exactly. Oh. It's jcjarts.com. www.jaycjayarts.com. And if you want to contact me, because the website is in German only at the moment, but if you want to know which painting would be the best for you, then you can email me on info@jcjarts.com. info@jaycjayarts.com. ARTS.com.
Awesome. So people could connect with you from United States and Canada or other parts of Europe where they, you know, if they don't speak German, and mm-hmm. you will actually guide them and let them know which painting would be the best painting for them to get?
Exactly.
That's awesome.
I already did that, but it's not that often so that I can put my page on English.
So, yeah, I understand.
Maybe so, in winter.
Yeah, well, you've been busy writing a best-selling book and doing paintings and, you know, and everything else. So, you know, that's really cool, though, that people know that, you know, if they go to your website and they are not sure of one of this, of which painting, because each of these paintings has a different vibration for different things. So if someone was like, say, was having maybe going through a hard time in their life and they wanted to bring some, like, say, want to have a special relationship, do you have a painting specifically for that? Like to
For relationships?
Yeah.
It would be bliss. It's called in German Glückseligkeit.
Okay.
Glückseligkeit is a painting which has so much power, and it's I can hardly describe it. There are a lot of different colors in it, and it's pastel. Do you know what that means, pastel?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Pastel is just those softer colors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's soft and smooth, but it's so on a subconscious level. It just makes boom, and there it is, and it changes everything in your life, not only your relationship, but relationships at most, the relationship to yourself, the relationship to your parents, for example, that there can be peace. And yeah.
Oh, beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. This is so brilliant. You know, you are using your creativity and your intuition together to create these beautiful, beautiful paintings and you know, really, really I know. I just love the innocence of the way that of the way you set your intentions in your book, and you, using the everyday items. That's really, really huge. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny, and I have JCJ here. She's a brilliant artist and also has a best-selling book out on Amazon. Just to let, can people also get your book on your website or just at Amazon?
They can also get it on my website and on Amazon.
Awesome.
And, in winter, probably it will be out in English too.
Oh, brilliant. This is Colette Marie Steffen. We'll be right back right after this break to make some more shift happen.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading. Rolling.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is JCJ, a brilliant artist and also an amazing author. She has written a book that is out on the Amazon best-selling list, also available on her website. And JCJ and I have worked together before. We do energetic shifting with each other. And so we would like to kind of connect with everybody out there right now and see what we feel is the leading weakness for people to be able to feel this bliss that she was talking about in her last mm-hmm. painting. We're going to send that out to everybody. So, JCJ, what are you picking up energetically right now? How do you feel? What do you feel is the leading weakness for people who will be listening now and listening later?
The first weakness I get is the lower back. That there's so much energy stored and is not able to flow.
Okay.
So,
you know, that's from a lot of sitting. A lot of people are sitting in their cars. I'm getting it, and sitting, you know, at their desks. And so we want to strengthen that people listening right now. If you're sitting a lot, and you're at work, I've noticed this because like I'm just finishing up writing my book and it's so many hours at the computer that I'm not used to. I'm not used to sitting that much. And what I find is that, you know, if you get up and, get up and dance, like if you're at home, you know, and just dance in between every hour, get up, walk around your desk, whatever it is, to get that energy in the lower back flowing, because our physical potential sits at the tailbone and like at that lower part of the spine. And so we want to strengthen that we're not like getting it all relaxed and not moving that energy. And so, you know, JCJ and I are just like tuning into that. We're doing an energetic upgrade here. So, premium variante. I love it.
I love your German.
Yeah, my slaughtered German.
No.
So, you know, when we get in touch with that, that feels a lot stronger now. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, it's kind of about forgetting, like, when, you know, just talking to you today, really, you have such a beautiful way of moving the energy. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, we could be a little bit more playful in our everyday life. You know, everybody takes, you know, people take things really seriously. So we want to be a little bit more playful and, you know, be able to not take every single minute of every day that, you know, it has to be so productive and we always have to be on. Having to be perfect is coming up. What else are you getting?
I want to install a little cute bird on the right shoulder of the people so that every time there's a voice in their head when that says, no, you can't do that, and this is not like that, I wanted to have it, and then the bird starts to so that you can't hear your own voice of not being happy, so that it equals out that frequency, and so you're able to focus on what you want again.
Okay, so like this is like a little bird on the shoulder to remind us that when we're being hard on ourselves.
Exactly.
Okay, so reminding us that, you know, we could lighten up.
Yeah.
And have some fun. And so a lot of times, you know, in day-to-day life, people, you know, I call that like the false obligations of society. There's a lot of times people are going to and from work and, you know, they're in a rush and they're like, you know, they've got problems, you know, everyday problems in the daily routine. And that's what I love so much about what you were talking about, is setting the intentions in and imprinting everyday items in our home, so that that we're reminded that we're meant to have a happiness and a joyfulness in our life. And so let's just strengthen that for everybody, that you know, that this little bird on the shoulder is going to remind everyone listening in that, you know, life is beautiful, it's a gift, and that we all have the potential every day to create our own reality, and that's what we're doing. So we want to strengthen that for everyone, to create a reality that's beautiful and easy and loving. That goes, as each and every one of us is more gentle on ourselves, what happens is it allows, you know, the people around us to be more gentle with us. What else would you like to shift here?
It's the words the people use that holds them in their day-to-day habits. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
It's like every day they use the same words, so we strengthen them to use different words and let go of old words they don't need anymore, like have to.
Should.
Yeah.
Oh, if only I would have. If only I could. These are all words in English that people use.
And there's still a fear of, oh no, when I don't use, when I'm not able to use these words, so that they won't be able to help themselves if it's necessary.
Okay, so basically what I'm getting you're saying is that people use like harder words or harsher words to, you know, to make it so that they are push themselves.
And
so that they don't need to be so hard on them. So that's what's coming up, is people being very hard on themselves when it's unnecessary to. So we're just going to strengthen that, you know, you know, if everybody listening out there, if you're in a place where you're feeling like your life is really hard, that you would be able to remind yourself of something beautiful in the moment and maybe use a more beautiful word. Every single word has energy, and the words we use do make a big difference. And so how does that feel to you now?
Feels good.
Yeah, it feels really softer and lighter. You know, it was such a pleasure. You know, I can't believe it. We've already run out of time.
But
I just wanted, that's what happens when you start shifting energy, hey? I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's really, really a pleasure. And, you know, you're such a beautiful light. And your voice just is joyful, and it's really, really, really wonderful what you're doing, and how you take it with a lightness, and it's really refreshing. I just wanted to tell you that it's very refreshing talking to you.
Thank you so much, Colette. Wow.
And I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm available at www.thetruthisfunny.com, and also Mark and I have set our dates for our new upcoming energetic upgrade seminars. And if you go to our www.energeticupgrade.com, in the next week or so we'll have that posted. We have a new video out that we're really, really happy about, to explain what it is we do and to show you. And you can also reach me on The Truth Is Funny with Colette. And once again, JCJ, thank you so much for coming on the radio show. It was a great pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. It was so beautiful, and I don't have the words to say what I want to say.
Right.
It's just wow.
All right. Thank you so much, and we will be back next Wednesday to make some more shift happen.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.